Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. And we hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this one.
Winter's Blessing by John Kelly. Unexpected bird song. In the brief sun of Sundays after Christmas, when you drink too much and most miss the dead, when you bow your head to the soloing thrush, lit like an old friend's soul in the bones of a silver birch.
Thank you. Sparrow by Norman McCaig. He's no artist. His taste in clothes is more dowdy than gaudy. And his nest, that blackbird writing pretty scrolls in the air with the gold nib of his beak, would call it a slum. To stalk solitary on lawns, to sing solitary in midnight trees, to glide solitary over grey Atlantics, not for him. He'd rather a punch-up in a gutter. He carries what learning he has lightly. It is, in fact, based only on the usefulness whose result is survival. A proletarian bird, no scholar. But when winter soft shoes in and these other birds, ballet dancers, musicians, architects, die in the snow and freeze to branches, watch him happily flying on the O levels and A levels of the air.
It may sound funny, but when your love is nearly new, you say I'll try, rather than I do. I'll try to get there in the end. The cuckoo is a pretty bird. It sings the sweetest song I've ever heard. It reminds me how you stole into my heart and threw everything away. It's outrageous. So Sade, the way you're making love to someone else's body. And I know we said we won't, but you can call me when you want, and you know I'm always there. Thought you'd like to know, I still think you are the most. Though you left me living here, married to a ghost. It gets so cold at night time. So cold at night time. Sometimes dreams come true. One night when the moon is blue, I may come to you with a love that's nearly new. To love you, but I guess I'm out of practice, and practicing is strictly for the birds. Yes, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. It sings the sweetest song I've ever heard, and it reminds me how you stole into my heart, then threw everything away. Then you stay. It's outrageous. It's disgraceful. The way that you and I could end up being so tasteful. My flesh can go and crawl halfway up the bathroom wall, and you know I'm always there. I thought you'd like to know, I still think you are the most. Though you left me living here, forever married to a ghost. Oh, it gets so cold at night time. I never knew it got so cold at night time. But sometimes dreams come true. So one night when the moon is blue, then I may come to you with a love that's nearly new. Thank you.
Seven in the Woods by Jim Harrison. Am I as old as I am? Maybe not. Time is a mystery that can tip us upside down. Yesterday, I was seven in the woods, a bandage covering my blind eye and a bedroll mother made me so I could sleep out in the woods far from people. A garter snake glided by without noticing me. A chickadee landed on my bare toe, so light she wasn't believable. The night had been long and the treetops thick with a trillion stars. Who was I, half blind on the forest floor? Who was I at age seven? 68 years later, I can still inhabit that boy's body without thinking of the time between. It is the burden of life to be many ages without seeing the end of time.
Thank you. Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Extinguish every sorrow. If I'm lost or I'm forgiven, the birds will still be singing. Tell me that you got everything you want. Tell me that you got everything you want.
Wild Swans by Edna St. Vincent Millay. I looked in my heart while the wild swans went over, and what did I see I had not seen before? Only a question less or a question more, nothing to match the flight of wild birds flying. Tiresome heart, forever living and dying, house without air, I leave you and lock your door. Wild swans, come over the town, come over the town again, trailing your legs and crying.
Thank you. I was never a quivering wreck, but now I'm back where I need to be. I'd gone off somewhere, but now I'm back, back where I need to be with me. Either hyper happy or awfully bad, it's the worst of each that makes it sad. I'm back where I need to be. I'd gone off somewhere, but now I'm back, back where I need to be with. I was never a quivering wreck, but now I'm back where I need to be. I'd gone off somewhere, but now I'm back, back where I need to be with me. Either hyper happy or awfully bad, it's the worst of each that makes it sad. I'm back where I need to be. I'd gone off somewhere, but now I'm back, back where I need to be with me.
The Morning by W.S. Merwin. Would I love it this way if it could last? Would I love it this way if it were the whole sky, the one heaven, or if I could believe that it belonged to me, a possession that was mine alone, or if I imagined that it noticed me, recognized me, and may have come to see me? Out of all the mornings that I never knew, and all those that I have forgotten, would I love it this way if I were somewhere else? Or if I were younger for the first time, or if these very birds were not singing, or I could not hear them, or see their trees. Would I love it this way if I were in pain, red torment of body, or gray void of grief? Would I love it this way if I knew that I would remember anything that is here now? Anything. Anything. Thank you.
out into the fields. Morning doves are calling, calling to you and me, my love. As the sun rises on the hill, morning doves are calling. They are calling, always calling. They're harrowing. Farewell. Farewell.
Thank you. Thank you.